Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This week on Fantastic Friday, brought to you by Starbright, we've got anglers reacting to a crazy mahi video, two giant bass caught in a year, and more with Rob Chapman and Ryan Rigged.
Yes, they do have nice boats. They got to go a long way real fast.
They have nice boats with fast engines and big stereos. Rob, what do we got tonight?
All right, we've got a mix. So we've got a... That is the man, and I didn't tell Ryan's new to this. This may be the format, is we don't tell Ryan what's about to happen. Josh is breaking the internet every time he posts a video, or he is the most controversial bass fisherman probably on the planet right now, because this time of year, that joker, that's a video. That's, I think this was two over 15, yeah, in the same year. So it's unbelievable. I've never caught one over double digits. Ryan is the master of the videos. I don't know how many he's caught in over double digits, but this guy, all he does is catch giants, like freakish giants. So,
wow.
Ryan's our bass guy. Ryan, what's he doing? Is it the new technology? Is he that good?
I mean, to be honest, nowadays with I'm assuming he's in Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
He's in Texas.
We got Lunker Share program out here, and if you guys aren't familiar with that, they help breed ridiculously big bass, as you can see, and you can go to some of these lakes specifically that stock these bigger bass, and if you have the right gear and you know where to fish, especially with live imaging nowadays and some of the swim baits we got, I mean, it's just keep casting, and you're eventually going to crank one of those big boys in. It's more common than you think. It's just, I'm sure not a lot of people want to put that on video and showcase that they're catching giants like that.
That thing is massive.
That's a butterball.
Two of them in the same year. That's intense.
Yeah, I believe he just caught one over 14 in the last two or three days. So I know we're watching videos. That's what made me think of this post was kind of a couple weeks back as a follow up. But he just passed 14 again, and Ryan could speak to it. I know, Tom, we have all the equipment on the planet now in saltwater boats, but the bass fishing has gone into hyperspeed in the last year or two with the technology.
Oh, yeah, man. You guys know, I mean, anything from the 360 imaging to the live sonar. I mean, they even got, like, the new move from PowerPole, which is, ultra silent. So now you can sneak up on these bass, get them on the imaging, and then you just basically cast and let loose. And you guys know how bass are. Well, if you don't know how bass are, they will eat anything if they can fit it in their mouth. So you give them a bigger option, and I mean, the big boy is going to come out and grab it, or the big girl is going to come out and grab it. And as you see, man, that he's got it dialed in clearly. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
he definitely does seem to know what he's doing. You're right about the power pole move. That thing is amazing. We have that in saltwater too, and it has helped us a ton. But I wonder, you know, there's a ton of talk about forward-facing sonar, whether that's going to be legal, available. First of all, as soon as they start to make something illegal in tournaments, that makes me want it only all the more because it actually works. that means that it works. So
definitely.
I'm definitely staying with forward-facing sonar, especially if they outlaw it in tournaments. That means for sure 100% that it works, and some people are much better at it than others. So somehow that's a disadvantage if you're not good at it. But I wonder if when they're fishing for those big ones like that, is that necessary to be using the forward-facing sonar in Texas?
To be honest, if you know your lakes, some of these lakes in particular, we have a lot of that vertical timber and steep drop-offs. A lot of our lakes are man-made here too. So once you figure out your structure, it helps a lot with seeing what's reacting, because with that live imaging, you can see if they're locking in on it, if they're chasing it, you can slow down that technique. And I think it's made it so these fishermen can adapt to what the fish are adapting to as well. Because as, weather's changing, water's changing, cycling, more oxygen, less oxygen, these fish are, they're going to be more lethargic, and they're just going to slow down their eating cycle, or they might want the smaller bait. So having that as a tool is obviously going to make a big difference. And taking it away, you can still pull out these big fish, you just better know that lake before you get that taken away from you during tournament time.
That's awesome, man. Well, good job to Josh Jones fishing two of those in a year.
Yeah,
pretty dang big. And to catch two of those in a year, damn, that's pretty good.
Two of those in a life.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's not easy getting a double digit. I mean, it's easier nowadays than it was, but it's still not easy.
All right. Ben, what do you got next? Okay, this is our world a little bit more.
It's a dream.
Right here.
I mean,
Ryan, you know what that is?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever fished for these fish?
Guys.
Have you ever fished for them?
You know, I've never fished for them, but surprisingly, it's my favorite fish.
It's a lot of people's favorite fish.
It's so
one
pretty.
Of the most beautiful fish in the ocean. But, I mean, what we got going on here is some kind of awesome school. And as they school, if you can keep them around, a lot of times what people will do is you hook one, you leave it on the line, and the whole school sticks around. And if you just continue chumming, then I guess they get, you know, more and more bold to where
that's...
you might actually be able to it looks like this guy's
it looks like
water.
A dream. Yeah, he's CJ gets but in the water. He's hardcore. Yeah. It looks like Ryan was there chumming from above the boat because he's been pretty good at a live chummer. We went offshore a couple months ago, and I will give Ryan credit. A lot of people get seasick. We had one guy that literally was laid out on the bottom of the boat and couldn't move. But Ryan puke and rallied. And but to your point, Tom, I mean, we've seen dolphin, like you said, you catch one, you keep it around. There may be a, this is literally a dream. Like I saw this video the first time. Actually, CJ posted a photo first from down low looking up. And I thought it was the most incredible. I mean, hundreds of these. And they're big dolphin. It's not little peanuts and schoolies. It's big 15, 20, 30. Like just incredible. I've never seen anything like it. Tom, I don't think you have either. And it's Mexico. I think we referred to it last time on the marlin fishing right now with El Nino. It's just an incredible situation.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And to be in the water like that, maybe you can get them to come closer to you than like just hanging your hand off the boat. I don't know. But he's obviously been in the water with them for a while. They're getting very comfortable with him and they're not going anywhere. You know, sometimes you'll see giant bait balls around where these things are just picking off the mackerels or the bait or whatever they're eating. And looks like that situation there, man. What a dream. That's awesome. And and they got some, you know, good light. Clear water, looks pretty good.
Have you seen those videos where people drop like a banana from the oil rig and it's just like on fire? Yeah. That's what this reminds me of right here. Just large school. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So CJ Duffy, that's the account that you can see this one on, CJ Duffy 22.
He is hardcore spearfishing. If you love spearfishing, follow CJ. He's insane. So, in a good way. He's crazier than me. I guess it's a good way, whatever you want to say. I'm not getting in that water.
Okay, this one actually is my world.
Ooh, yes.
This is from one of our shows. So, kingfish. Ryan, you fish for kingfish?
I have attempted to catch him. We did not get him that time, though.
Well, they're a fun fish. They really are. Now, you can see what's really cool about this clip is... When the fish first takes off, he blasts this lure, and the lure comes out. And so when he actually enters back in, he's not hooked. Do you see that thing? Did you see the lure get smashed?
Yeah.
There
falls.
It is, right
boom.
There. It gets out. And so we have pictures of these things with the lure in their mouth and also without it. But I was on this shoot, actually. This is the end of the blue shoot. Scott Walker, Steve Roger, fishing off Key West. And the king fishing was fantastic. I remember there was a big storm coming in, and I had something I needed to do that day, and I had to stay back. And so they went, and they were back by lunch, and I met them back at the dock. I was like, "Did you get anything?" And they were like, "Yeah, we got some. We got a killer show in about 2 hours." You can see the clouds in the background. It's very, very. Very hard to see, but there's like a cloud line about where that fish was in the air, and that started rolling in on them. So it's calm right now, but, you know, the wintertime fronts will come in, and you can see it coming, and you have time to run back to the dock if the storm is coming, you know, from the opposite direction, and that's what happened that day. But who knows how high that is? I don't know.
That
fish
that.
Is like
how high they were. The, they were there. Was. Yeah. Do you? Is that 15 feet, Tom?
It could be. I mean, sometimes you see them. The highest I've probably ever seen one jump, I mean, this one's really close to probably as high as I've ever seen one, because that's probably about as high as they can
go. Top
of
a tower or something.
Occasionally when you're running, you can see one in the distance just go so high in the air. And you're like, you know, you almost think that you were seeing things. But that's the school of mackerel, and they're there. And Key West is known for having great king mackerel fish, and some of the biggest fish in all of the kingfish tournaments have come from, you know, the Dry Tortugas, Key West area. And
right now, right? Isn't it a winter bite for them?
Yeah, it can be. Yeah, really good. Really good as the water cools down. And you can catch big ones, little ones, all kinds. But
I think Stanzik just had a good bite on them.
That's an interesting breed.
Yeah.
That's an interesting breed, the kingfish fishermen.
They
go hard.
Yeah, and it's not a lot, Ryan. I fish for them probably I've used live bait and chum for them a lot. They're obviously throwing plugs and that type of stuff, but the guys who fish the tournaments, you know, that is some boring, slow troll live baits, mm-hmm. hoping for one bite, just torturous.
It can be. They have nice
boats. Or it can be fast and furious. They do have nice boats. They got to go a long way real fast.
They have nice boats with fast engines and big stereos usually.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, that fish is like, that's probably like a 35 pounder, 40 pounder. So, I mean, that's not like just some
that's
squirt
insane.
Fish coming out. That's a big fish.
Yeah.
Big fish. Very cool to have gotten that on camera. MM90 Films, Nick Beyond.
Nice job,
LA.
Nick. Yes.
He got that in slow mo. So,
yeah,
good
that's
job
gonna
to
be
him.
Perfect timing right there for real.
That to me, fishing is. If you can get top water, that's as good as it. This one's wild. Okay, I don't know if you've seen this, Ryan. It's so the beginning of the video, it's a swordfish stomach. So when you're watching it live, he's cutting open the stomach, and this, I think you said what it is. It's an oarfish. First time I watched, I didn't know what it was. And then the more you see it, but it's funny, the people on camera, is it an eel? Is it a, you know, but to me, it's obviously it's a incredibly deep water. But the swordfish sliced it perfectly. It's like a puzzle. Putting together the puzzle pieces. I think, Tom, this one's already gone over 500,000 views in less than 24 hours. It's just crazy. They piece it together. Troll Naked is out of Louisiana. Does an unbelievable blue water guy. But it's the first time I've seen one like that just come together. You can see right here. He cuts it. No idea what's in it. Tom, you know this. Youngblood Adventures, when he used to do these what's in the stomach type of videos.
Yeah.
A lot of people think it's staged. You can't stage this. you don't know what's going to come out of a stomach, especially a 300-pound swordfish. So,
especially saltwater fish. Saltwater is everything.
But
it's
an
alien.
Smells great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember being a kid, and my dad, when he'd fillet fish, for some reason, I was always so excited to see what they were eating. And then I'd go to the store the next week and try to buy that exact lure. That's what they're eating. That's what I'm going to toss.
Match the hatch.
Sure. Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know if they make an oarfish lure.
I was about to say, we're going to have to look for another lure this size.
Well, the funny thing about most sword fishermen that I know are using dolphin bellies, you know, cuda bellies, any sort of a belly, and the baits are way smaller than this. I mean, this oarfish is what?
15 feet long? It's hard to – the first sliver when he pulls it out real time looks about 5 feet long, and then, you know – who knows from
but
there?
Any one of those pieces is about the size of a swordfish bait.
Yeah, it's true. They've shrunk the bait. It's funny how they used to use whole mullets and ladyfish. I mean, it's we're always evolving. I mean, that's the thing with fishing, like you talked about, from bass fishing to sword fishing, the technology. Tomkin, 10 years ago, daytime sword fishing, there was a handful of people doing it. That was it. We didn't know how to do it, didn't have the technology, didn't have the equipment. And now, I mean, I think Stanzik catches one every trip he goes in the Keys now. It's crazy the guys that have it dialed in.
Yeah, when they get them dialed in, they're dialed in. That's for sure. And people are catching a lot more in the daytime. Louisiana is a great place to do it, but that is a fish that you do not want to swim with. I'll put that out there. PSA, do not swim with a swordfish. We had one almost go through a cameraman. Luckily, it hit the camera and broke part of its bill off in the camera. But it was no joke. Those swordfish, of all fish, that's the one that I do not want anybody swimming with.
They're mean. Yeah, they're mean.
Even of deal. Sharks, like fish, swim with sharks if you want.
You got your lure stuck in a tree again. Today, I'm going to show you a tip on how to get that down. First, we need to locate the branch that our lure is stuck on. Next is the easy part.
That's it.
Shoot it. Shoot it down.
Pull out the shotgun and you that easy. Shoot it on down.
All right, here's about the biggest. This is the. I told you I'd find it.
That's Hayden.
This
there it is.
The biggest bass that we've ever caught. That's my son Hayden.
On spinning gear.
Unreal.
I love it.
That is something.
So the best part about this video is it's in slow motion right now, but right at the end, when it goes to regular speed, you see the gills, your gills flaring, and that fish looks kind of dead in slow motion. But then, once it goes, it's going to happen right about
get
now.
The head on the thing. Is that Florida, Tom?
That's Alabama.
Alabama. Okay.
Here it goes to full speed. There it goes.
Oh yeah, he's
right at the end.
Yep.
That's the best part. but yeah, there's some big fish around. You know, there that Lunker program you have in Texas, and then certain people like my friend Graham Talo, that's like a pond, right? That we caught that fish in. That's not like some, you know, natural lake where they're gonna have a bass tournament. That's mm-hmm. like a pond. But people manage these ponds so well now that you can grow fish like that.
Trophy right? bass.
And, yeah. And if you're a real nice guy and you have really good friends like Graham Taylor, right. sometimes they let you come fish there.
Yeah.
And that's programs. How we caught that fish. Well, Ryan, tell everybody where they can find you, what you do.
Yeah. So you can find me, Ryan Rigged, on basically all social medias, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Like I said, just basically trying to create some fun videos that people can relate to. For the most part, that's my main goal, and just continue to share my adventures. Every time I get out, it's just trying to keep these memories for the future, because every time you get out, it's a new story. And as fishermen, I mean, we all love fishing stories. So just the more that I can gather and the more that I can share, it's basically what I've become passionate about. So that's my main goal with it. And that's what I'm going to keep on doing, you know, moving forward. And if it ever, you know, escalates bigger than that, that'll be good. But my main focus is just to keep on sharing the love and sharing the adventures.
There you go. Love it. Ryan, well, thanks for joining us tonight, man.
Yeah, and I hope it works out for you, Ryan, because I'm looking up there. We got to fix that light of yours. We can make enough money doing this fishing thing.
No.
We can get
you. If you guys haven't noticed, I put some pictures up right there just to. Whole room's getting
classed it up
right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing a full remodel in the fishing room. We're getting a new aquarium. Painting the walls.
Right on my shoulder. Yeah,
it's been a lot of changing. Like I said, I took some time off, and we've been focusing on little projects like this. That way, when we get back to it, it's you know, nice and sound instead of having skateboards on the walls and stuff like that from my childhood. So, yeah, getting back in the mix. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. We'll be back next week with another one of these shows. Checking out all the viral videos of the week, the best ones. If you have some, you can tag The Wild One Outdoors and let us know what you got. What's your craziest video that you've got? You might end up on the show. And that's it for today. We'll be back with another guest and a bunch more videos next week. See ya.
Join Captain Justin Leake and Meredith McCord for the best fishing action along Panama City Beach. Tune in to Chasing the Sun every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
I'm Will Cooper, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. If you haven't already, download the free Waypoint TV app to listen to our podcast and watch the original films from Hunt Stand Presents anywhere, anytime, and on any device.